genetic structure of selected populations in the Catesia flavipes species complex using AFLP analysis. So the Catesia flavipes species complex, these are a group of parasitoid wasps, the braconids, and they attack the moths of they attack the larvae of stem boring Lepidoptera. One of the best known hosts is the sugarcane borer, Diatreia saccharalis. Larvae will bore into stems, the parasitoid will enter into the stem and oviposit in a host, and these are gregarious wasps, they have about 40 offspring. And the problem is that these are very small, minute parasitoid wasps. They're 1 or 2 millimeters in size, and they can be morphologically difficult to distinguish. So our goal was to take a look at the genetic structure of selected populations that are used for biological control to determine if we can find more information to help distinguish species and strains of these parasitoids. So until recently, the Catesia flavipes complex consisted of 3 species. Catesia sesamii in central and southern Africa, Catesia flavipes in the Indo-Australian region, and Catesia chylonis in eastern China and Japan. I'll only briefly talk about Catesia chylonis today. Catesia non-agria is a 4th species that was recently separated from flavipes by Muirhead et al. So I'll be talking about 7 populations that have been used for biological control. There's 4 from Kenya of Catesia sesamii, 2 from flavipes, one that was introduced to Kenya, and 1 introduced to the U.S., and then the population of flavipes, it was flavipes when I started the project from Australia, it's now Catesia non-agria. Okay, so the focal point of the project was really Kenya. There's a long history of collaboration between Texas A&M and ICIPI Kenya working on biocontrol stem borers. And a lot of this work was done by Smith and Overholt. So there's considered to be 2 strains of this parasitoid species. There's a highland strain, and these are the solid red dots, and a lowland strain, each of them attacking a different moth species. Buceola fusca in the highlands and Sesamia calamistis in the lowlands. So I obtained 4 populations from the species, the Katali and Meru populations from the highland and the Moronga and Mombasa populations from the lowlands. There's an introduced moth pest in Kenya called Chylopartellus, and these native parasitoids weren't effective biological control agents, so Catesia flavipes was introduced. And since these wasps are morphologically similar, it at times is an issue to identify which species you're either field collecting, rearing, et cetera. So the questions we wanted to ask with sesamii were whether or not the genetic structure of these populations matched the ecological pattern of host use. And also wanted to take a look at whether Catesia sesamii can be distinguished from Catesia flavipes using this AFLP data. And I want to look at how the AFLP results compare to some previous data that I had recorded on courtship behavior of these same populations. And I'll talk about that in more detail, more toward the results and the end of the talk. So flavipes, the 2 populations were one introduced to Kenya, and I got material from Louisiana. I just want to tell you a bit about flavipes introduction to the U.S. because it's a little complicated. There's several populations that have been introduced. There was an Indian population introduced to Florida. Material was then moved to Texas. Let's see if I can. So moved over here, and then a Pakistan population was introduced. Texas material was moved to Louisiana. And another species, Catesia chylonis, was introduced. So let's see here. So for flavipes, we wanted to see if the flavipes introduction to Kenya and the Louisiana-Texas material that we had was different genetically, and we wanted to see if there was strong genetic differentiation between these flavipes populations and the Australian, formerly flavipes, now the Catesia non-agria. And also for flavipes, I wanted to take a look at how AFLP data will compare to courtship behavior. So we received samples from these 7 localities. The material was either field collected or it was from colonies that were less than 10 generations in culture. and wanted to get stuff as close as I could to field material. The one exception being Louisiana material, and that came from a colony, but it was supplemented periodically with field collected material. I used about 20 males from each of these locations, and I used males since I had recorded the courtship behavior of males previously. So I wanted to compare the courtship behavior with the genetic structure. Genetic structure was compared using AFLPs, or amplified fragment length polymorphisms. So from all my samples, I did DNA extractions, and I standardized the concentrations at 30 nanograms per microliter. Then individuals from all the populations were randomized on two plates, and I ended up with 140 males and 160 alleles. And this was considered sufficient number of both individuals and alleles based on the SESIM method of Medina et al. I just want to briefly tell you a tad more about AFLPs. This, what you're looking at is AFLP data from one individual parasitoid. Each of these peaks that you see is a fragment. The x-axis is the number of base pairs. So for example, here you see maybe three or four peaks. These are fragments with about 90 base pairs. Here, 130, there's a couple more peaks. And what the software GeneMapper does is it will, the x-axis here is peak height. Any peaks that are over 100, it will record as present, just a present or absence. Back up one sec. So that information is put into another program called Structure. And Structure looks at the probabilities for the number of populations you might have from your samples. And this shows data from Structure for Cotesia sesamii. The bars here, these vertical bars, are each representing an individual. And the x-axis down here are just sample IDs. And the y-axis is showing the proportion ancestry from each population. So our two highland populations from one strain grouped together, and the lowland populations in green here, those two populations grouped together as well genetically. So we essentially saw genetic structure that was very similar to the pattern of host use. Cotesia flavipes and Cotesia non-aggregate. These are the results also using the Structure software. I ran the Australian individuals with flavipes, since I mentioned they were originally considered the same species when I started. So you can see from Structure that that Australian material had a strong separation. The two populations, the Cotesia flavipes populations that were introduced to Kenya, and the Louisiana and Texas material did not separate genetically. And what you can do in Structure is you can take each of these groups and rerun them and take a look for substructure. And we did that, and I did find some substructure, but it did not appear to be biologically meaningful. So I'm going to take a better look at the data. You can go in and look at individual peaks and so on. And I want to take a look and just see if there is something meaningful there that's not obvious. So I wanted to compare this population or genetic structure information with the courtship vibration patterns from these same populations. So during courtship, the male will fan his wings when he's in close proximity to a female. So this will produce a low amplitude sound, barely audible, but you can hear it with a microphone. And we recorded those male courtship vibrations. And here, what you're looking at is a real zoomed in, real close look at some of those courtship vibrations. There's basically two components. This long dark section here, I call it the buzz component. And then these short sections here, I called pulses. And what I did is just measure this buzz duration and compare that among the same seven populations. I'll see if I can play that for you real quick. Speaker's unplugged. Okay, here's the courtship sounds from this just the populations of Cotesia sesamii. The red bars are the two populations from the Highland strain, and the red outline bars are the two populations from the Lowland strain. And what stood out most to me was this much shorter buzz duration here from Moronga. I had expected that I might see some genetic differentiation or population substructure from this one group, but I didn't. Courtship sounds for Cotesia flavipes and Cotesia nonagriae. The green bars are those two populations of flavipes that were genetically similar, and that was material introduced to the U.S., well, Louisiana, Texas, and Kenya. What was very different was the material from Australia, and this is the Cotesia nonagriae. The buzz duration was much longer. It really stood out as a biological difference. So to summarize, the genetic structure that we observed was similar to the patterns of host use generally supported host use patterns. There were no cryptic species or strains for Cotesia sesamii, which I had thought might be present based on that courtship behavior. And what might be going on is that those parasitoids may attack moths on different host plants, which might influence the length or vibration duration from those courtship patterns. Both are biological data in terms of the courtship behavior as well as the genetic structure supported the separation of this new species, Cotesia nonagriae, from flavipes. As I mentioned, this paper just came out recently by Muirhead et al. And also takes a look at, there's some other biological and morphological differences. And finally, I just want to say that I think the AFLP technique could be useful at taking a look and examining a larger number of populations within each of these species. I want to acknowledge the members of the Medina Lab, and that's Aaron Dickey, Emily Hartfield, Aparma Barman, Mauro Simonato, and Angela Steinauer. All of them were extremely helpful learning something about AFLPs in the software. Both Bill White and Mohammed Salam were helpful in getting collections of field material as well as just general information about the system. And Randy Hunt at IUS helped with the acoustic analysis. Thank you.